Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 12:9. He that is despised and hath a servant is better than he that honoreth himself and lacketh bread. There are two Hebrew words in this proverb that are of opposite meaning. The word despised means to be light, while the word honoreth means to be heavy. So we are given two individuals to ponder in our study, a lightweight and a heavyweight. In our worldly way, we would lightly esteem the lightweight, thinking him as unimportant, while we would make way for the heavyweight. Thinking the lightweight cannot do much for us, we despise him. But we make allowances for the heavyweight because he is the big shot in our thinking and accordingly may benefit our lives. In the Navy, admirals are called elephants because they are the heavyweights. The ensigns are the lightweights, for they can't do much to you or for you, but an admiral can do plenty. Our proverb states that a lightweight is despised and hath a servant. So this is about a man who does not have position, but by his laboring efforts and his diligence has been able to employ a servant. But as a laboring man, he is lightly esteemed by the world, for he cannot pull strings for people or undo red tape, nor does he have leverage to move the mighty. His arguments sway none, and when he speaks, few listen. The world cares not what he says because he can do little to advance the ambition of others. Now the heavyweight in this proverb is in reality no heavyweight, but he makes every effort to appear that way. By honoring himself, he appears noble and rich, but in reality he lacks the basics, even to the point of having no bread. He proudly displays his position. He advertises his family background, but he has no means of support. His circumstances have been humbled, but his heart has not caught up with his circumstances. He refuses to yield to the condition in which God has placed him, but instead remains proud while having nothing of which to be proud. By keeping up a false appearance, he refuses to engage himself in the common virtue of labor, which will result in bread. A man of his position certainly cannot work for minimum wage or minimum prestige, so he works not at all, but continues to make every effort to appear more honorable than he is. God puts many through humbling circumstances who refuse to accept this curriculum of God. They exalt themselves when God wishes to humble them so that he may lift them up. Isn't it possible that the training path of God for you may be a descent from worldly promotion? Do you think that God's ways are like we want our ways to be? Always upward and never downward? Always promotion and never demotion? God puts down one who lifts himself up and sets up another who humbles himself in his sight. He puts the man of this proverb down, but this man refuses to accept the will of God and learn his lessons so that God will have an humble soul and exalt him in due time. This man honors himself by putting on an image that is not real and therefore kicks against the workings of God. This man who honors himself has the same pride as the Laodicean church described in Revelation 3:17. Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. This church honors itself by proclaiming its riches and power, while in reality it is wretched, poor, and naked in the sight of God. This man also honors himself, but he too is naked. He thinks of himself as rich in this world, but he has no bread. But our proverb tells us that God views the man who is despised, who has no influence, leverage, or worldly power, but but by honest efforts makes his way in the world as better than one who lifts himself up to appear as a heavyweight, but in reality has nothing. Jesus said in Mark 10:31, "But many that are first shall be last, and the last first." This simple truth is to bring contentment into the life of the honest laborer. He is to glory in this truth because it helps him to be content, for God says this is better. But if God abases you, accept that abasement, and do not refuse the will of God in pretending otherwise. To do so is simply pride and rebellion against the rod of God. To do so will hinder correction of the Lord and quench any exaltation the Lord may perform on the humble soul. The Apostle Peter captured this truth in 1 Peter 5:6. "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time."
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.